horns and all. The raptor raised its slender head and looked around. It sniffed. It saw the second stake. It moved quickly forward. It bent down. Silence. The raptor didn't eat it. The head came back up. Tim's legs burned from the crouch, but he didn't move. Why hadn't the animal eaten the second steak? A dozen ideas flashed through his mind. It didn't like the taste of beef. It didn't like the coldness. It didn't like the fact that the meat wasn't alive. It smelled a trap. It smelled Lex. It smelled Tim. It saw Tim. The velociraptor moved very quickly now. It found the third steak, dipped its head, looked up again, and moved on. Tim held his breath. The dinosaur was now just a few feet from him. Tim could see the small twitches in the muscles of the flanks. He could see the crusted blood on the claws of the hand. He could see the fine pattern of striations within the spotted pattern, and the folds of skin in the neck below the jaw. The velociraptor sniffed. It jerked its head and looked right at Tim. Tim nearly gasped with fright. Tim's body was rigid, tense. He watched as the reptile eye moved, scanning the room. Another sniff. "He's got me," Tim thought. Then the head jerked back to look forward, and the animal went on toward the fifth stake. Tim thought, "Lex, please don't move. Please don't move. Whatever you do, please don't." The velociraptor sniffed the stake and moved on. It was now at the open door to the freezer. Tim could see the smoke billowing out, curling along the floor toward the animal's feet. One big clawed foot lifted, then came down again silently. The dinosaur hesitated. "Too cold," Tim thought. "He won't go in there, it's too cold. He won't go in, he won't go in, he won't go in." The dinosaur went in. The head disappeared, then the body, then the stiff tail. Tim sprinted, flinging his weight against the stainless steel door of the locker, slamming it shut. It slammed on the tip of the tail, the door wouldn't shut. The velociraptor roared, a terrifying loud sound. Inadvertently, Tim took a step back. The tail was gone. He slammed the door shut and heard it click. Closed! "Lex! Lex!" he was screaming. He heard the raptor pounding against the door, felt it thumping the steel. He knew there was a flat steel knob inside, and if the raptor hit that, it would knock the door open. They had to get the door locked. "Lex!" Lex was by his side. "What do you want?" Tim leaned against the horizontal door handle, holding it shut. "There's a pin! A little pin! Get the pin!" The velociraptor roared like a lion, the sound muffled by the thick steel. It crashed its whole body against the door.
"I can't see anything,"
Lex shouted. The pin was dangling beneath the door handle, swinging on a little metal chain. "It's right there."
"I can't see it,"
she screamed. And then Tim realized she wasn't wearing the goggles. "Feel for it." He saw her little hand reaching up, touching his, groping for the pin. And with her so close to him, he could feel how frightened she was, her breath in little panicky gasps as she felt for the pin. And the velociraptor slammed against the door, and it opened. God, it opened! But the animal hadn't expected that, and had already turned back for another try, and Tim slammed the door shut again. Lex scrambled back, reached up in the darkness.
"I have it!"
Lex cried, clutching the pin in her hand, and she pushed it through the hole. It slid out again.
"From the top! Put it in from the top!"
She held it again, lifting it on the chain, swinging it over the handle and down into the hole. Locked! The velociraptor roared. Tim and Lex stepped back from the door as the dinosaur slammed into it again. With each impact, the heavy steel wall hinges creaked, but they held. Tim didn't think the animal could possibly open the door. The raptor was locked in.